We know archaeology connects us to the past, but how does it reveal the humanity of our ancestors? Jane Cox, Chief of Historic Preservation for Anne Arundel County and board member for the Lost Towns Project, an Anne Arundel County-based nonprofit and recent Maryland Humanities grantee, tells us more.
Archaeologist, what image comes to mind when you hear that word? Is it our favorite hero, Indiana Jones, trying to save the Ark of the Covenant from the Nazis? How about the discovery of the Titanic by Dr. Bob Ballard? As an archaeologist here in Maryland, my work is almost as exciting as these fictionalized motion pictures. Discovering an artifact that was last touched by someone thousands of years ago is thrilling. Imagine you are holding a worked stone tool which fits neatly into the crook of your palm. It's made of local quartzite stone, smooth and rounded on the back, carefully sharpened to a coarse blade on the opposite face. Percussion marks on the end from when someone thousands of years ago used it to pound tree nuts into a paste. Imagine sitting by the campfire on a late summer evening using this prehistoric multi-tool to scrape a deer hide and make a new blanket for the coming winter. Archaeologists use such fragmentary and often mundane items to weave a tapestry of the past. Maryland has nearly 14,000 recorded archaeological sites representing over 10,000 years of human occupation. Materials forgotten, lost, or just left as trash are the clues with which we study past culture and activities of people who came before us. But it is only through rigorous scientific study, documentation, and research that archaeological sites begin to reveal information about people's everyday lives, details that rarely make it into a history book. Archaeology helps connect us to our past in a tangible and visceral way. A fishbone or turtle shell-filled cooking hearth lends new perspective on how a woman might have prepared and cooked a family meal in 1200 AD. A slate pencil found at a slave cabin site demonstrates that some enslaved people were literate. Archaeology gives us a chance to speak directly with those who may not have had a voice when they lived, immigrants, slaves, women, and children. But through their material culture, archaeologists seek to tell their stories. Archaeology is fundamentally grounded in the study of humanity. Exploring historic human interactions and documenting personal experiences found in the archaeological record allows us to better understand our past and be better prepared for the future. Recent work by Anne Arundel County and the Lost Towns Project has focused on sites threatened by sea level rise, increased storm activity, and erosion on our shorelines. That work has led us to ask, how did Native American people in the Mid-Atlantic's rich natural environment confront changing climate phenomena like the Little Ice Age, which began around 1300 AD? Archaeological insights about population, subsistence, and settlement patterns by Native Americans confronting a changing climate in the late woodland period may just well help us deal with similar challenges today. The Lost Towns Project promotes the discovery, preservation, study, and stewardship of public and privately owned cultural resources in Anne Arundel County and the Mid-Atlantic by supporting the work of professionals and students. In partnership with Anne Arundel County's Cultural Resources Division, we offer hands-on archaeology experiences from April through October, and we invite the public to assist in processing and the curation of artifacts every Thursday night from 6 to 9. And just to be clear, we do not have the Ark of the Covenant.
More information about the Lost Towns Project can be found at losttownsproject.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.